for my own Annalee. I can't leave you alone, Annalee. Well, now you say you're gonna be mine. No matter what you hear or do. Bells ringing for me and you, Annalee. Annalee, don't you hear the wedding bells ringing for me and you, Annalee? You're gonna be mine, no matter what you ever do. You know I love you, Annalee. Annalee.
Hello, everyone. I'm Microwave Dave, talking the blues. Glad to have you aboard. Hope things are going well wherever you are, and some blues music would be the right thing for the next hour. That is what I've got. First of all, we give Earl Hooker his intermission. Thank you, Earl. And we'll see you again at the bottom of the program. Talking the Blues is a production of WLRH Public Radio in Huntsville, Alabama. Well, I've cut myself down to only four releases for this program due to the quality, and a couple of them I wanted to give an extended listen to, four songs in a couple of cases. And with that being it, there's no way to squeeze things in, and yet at the same time I go through these four, I have, it looks like 15 or 16 that just came in today that are unopened. So I'm going to get back behind on schedule, it looks like. But I don't know how else to treat artists that come out with really good albums, except for to give you more than one song from them or two songs. So that's what we're going to do. If I get behind, I get behind. We're opening up with a veteran Memphis musician, a man who I have known off and on for years from when our band used to play Beale Street regularly back in the 1990s. His name is Preston Shannon. Preston had a couple of records for Rounder Records, the New England label that was doing a lot of blues back in the 80s and 90s. And that got him attention around the world and got him established. But his main place to play has been Beale Street and has been Memphis and the surrounding areas. He's become a regular featured artist at B.B. King's Blues Club there. And his mixture of classic soul style and then great guitar slinging blues keeps all the audiences happy. He can make everyone just shine with what he does for them and the way he plays both blues and soul music. He has a voice for both and is a guitar player who can play in the authentic style and yet is not afraid to take off and be ventured. And that's pretty interesting. His new album is a self-release and it's called Dust My Broom. And it's kind of a two-segment album, the main thrust being a tribute to Elmore James. And there's indeed a bunch of Elmore songs on here. Done Somebody Wrong, It Hurts Me Too, Look on Yonder's Wall, The Sky is Crying, and Dust My Broom, along with things he played, You Gotta Move, and Rolling and Tumbling. And then the other group of songs is recorded in Holland, where he plays frequently as well, with a Dutch band backing him up on this case. And we're going to sidestep those, not because they're lacking in quality, but just because he does such a good job on the Elmore stuff that we're going to go ahead and lay three of those out to start with. We'll start off with Done Somebody Wrong. And if you're a fan of the original Allman Brothers Band, you'll recognize this song from one of the early tracks on the Live at the Fillmore album when they came out and laid this Stop Time groove out with Dwayne slide guitar playing over the top. He does the lead guitar on this and sings with his great voice. Then we go to a Muddy Waters song, Rollin' and Tumblin'. And this one starts off with a straight Delta-style stomp. It's got the old Rollin' and Tumblin' groove. And then the band kicks in, and it goes right into a Memphis strut, a good rocking strut groove that you play out of Memphis. Then the third we're going to play is the classic The Sky is Crying. Elmore James, one of his late songs in his career, And the version we hear reminds us that Albert King used to rule this song in Memphis and wherever he played. He had a great version of it as well that affected people like Stevie Ray Vaughan, who covered that version himself. So from Preston Shannon, the album Dust My Broom, which is brand new for him, a self-release, we are going to hear Done Somebody Wrong, Rolling and Tumbling, and The Sky Is Crying. That's a Two Elmores and One Buddy in the middle.
Well, now I want you to love. you'll be mine. I want you to love me, baby. Oh, come on, say you'll be mine. If you don't like my potatoes, please don't shake on my back. Tell me one more time. I want you to love me, baby. Oh, please let me be. Just let me be. I want you to love me, baby. Oh, please let me be. If you don't like my pigeon, please don't shake on my tree.
Heart skipped a beat.
no more. You see the sky is crying, yeah. Look at the tear roll down my nose.
Some very intense vocal work and some shining guitar work there from Preston Shannon out of Memphis, Tennessee, a Memphis resident, a man who plays around there regularly. He's one of the few blues acts still performing on Beale Street all the time, and yet he's out on the road too at different times. His new album is called Dust My Broom. It is a tribute to Elmore James. We heard The Sky is Crying by Elmore, before there A Rollin' and Tumblin' by Muddy Waters, a song that Elmore used to also do. And prior to that was Done Somebody Wrong. If you're an Allman Brothers fan, you recognize that, right? I figured you would. And also the ones we have not touched on here are recorded live in Rotterdam over in Holland, and very nicely played by a band backing him up there as well, very tight and right on it. But very nice work, a nice new album from Preston Shannon. He was due, and I'm glad to see this out here. You are listening to Talking the Blues, and I'm Mike Wave Dave. A pleasure having your company. Hope you are enjoying the proceedings. We go next out to another veteran, but she is from the border of Texas, Louisiana. Born in Texas, raised in Louisiana, in a town almost right on the border. Great piano player, singer, and songwriter named Marcia Ball. Marcia Ball has played Huntsville a number of times, both at Big Spring Jams back in the day. That was functional. And at other times at various clubs and venues around here. I remember seeing her at Lanny's when Lanny's was still going. And I've opened for her a couple of times out on the road as well. And she has that style of piano that comes from, number one, every woman in her family that was older than she was also a piano player. And number two, listening to both the Texas rock style and all the different things that came out of Louisiana, the Zydeco Cajun and all the great stuff out of New Orleans, Professor Longhair, James Booker, people like that, all have influenced Marcia Ball. And she has made a gumbo of this that is her own style, brought it into both sensitive and heartfelt and sometimes very funny lyrics and put them all together, and the result is a whole number of albums that she has been releasing for decades now and endless touring and lots of national attention. The new album is called The Tattooed Lady and The Alligator Man, and it's on Alligator Records. I don't think that has any influence on the title. She's been with the label now for a while, but it's got some pretty humorous drawings in the poster with it. It's funny to see as well. We're going to pick up four from this. This is one of the ones I wanted to extend because of the quality of the songwriting. Starting off with one that's called Clean My House. So this is a rollicking rock song. It's just a rocker. It's all rock and roll. Then one called The Squeezes On, and she borrows an accordion player and puts him in there, along with a great double beat Zydeco, the kind of double beat stuff that Bo Jacques and the Zydeco High Rollers kind of pioneered and made famous back in the late 80s, early 90s, before he passed on. And this one is hard to keep your feet still on this. Then the Last to Know is a 16-bar blues ballad that kind of borrows the form of Nobody Wants You When You're Down and Out. But she has a new set of lyrics to this, and then she turns it into a love song that is both bittersweet and yet very much reinforcing and acknowledging. Very, very nice turn of lyrics. And then last of all, Get You a Woman. And this is a New Orleans strut, and it's about 2 minutes and a half long, and it just get up and walked out of the room. Great playing, great singing, and fine arrangements. Marcia Ball, and she is backed by her road band on this album. Many of the Alligator albums feature a house band, or they get musicians up from here and there. But these people are all the guys that she travels with. So it's tight, and everybody knows what's going on. Again, the artist is Marcia Ball. The album is The Tattooed Lady and the Alligator Man on Alligator Records. We will hear Clean My House, The Squeeze Is On, The Last to Know, and Get You a Woman.
Sometimes I get in over my head. Days I don't want to get out of bed. When my troubles weigh me down, I don't complain and I don't frown. Throw off the covers and hit the floor. Raise up the windows and open the door. Turn on the fan, give it a spin, and let the bad air out and the good air in. I'm gonna clean my house early in the morning. I'm gonna sweep it out and make a new start. I'm gonna lose these blues, that day is dawning. I'm gonna make it just like you and clean my house. When I let somebody get under my skin, now I'm tired of dealing with him. Thinks nobody can take his place, but I've had all that I can take. The big old world and it's waiting for me. Open those blinds so I can see. Clear off the table, throw out the trash, and all the bad news is in the past. I'm gonna clean my house early in the morning. I'm gonna sweep it out and make a new start. I'm gonna lose these blues, that day is dawning. I'm gonna make it just like you when I clean my house. Send them down the drain. I'm gonna empty out my closets, cause there's nothing there to save. And then I'll call that junk man over here and let him haul it all away. I'm gonna clean my house early in the morning. I'm gonna sweep it out and make a new start. I'm gonna lose these blues, this day is dawning. I'm gonna make it just like you when I clean my house. Sweep it out and make a new start. I'm gonna lose these blues, that day is dawning. I'm gonna make it just like you. I'm gonna make it just like you. I'm gonna make it just like you when I clean my house.
Long, and it's all up here. I work
things to do. Oh, when the babies need food. Oh, I'll be down to skin and bone. It's the worst I ever know. The squeeze is on. The squeeze is on. The squeeze is on. The squeeze is on.
Say they're sorry. They offer to come over and keep me company. Well, I pretend I know what they're talking about, but all I know is it has to do with you and me. It's quiet when I walk in. Everybody smiles and looks away. And finally some hypocrite who calls herself my friend comes over just to see what I have to say. And I said, someday you should have a love like I had. You should see it start and watch it grow. You should feel the heartache when it starts to go bad, and when it's over, honey, you should be the last to know. People only see what they want to see. I'm as guilty as anybody else. And even when it got so bad, just kept on and kept on trying to fool myself. I only wish that I had seen it coming. You know how I hate to be surprised. And even when it wasn't great, there was still that little something that made me think our sweet love couldn't die. 'Cause honey, you keep telling me the same old stories. One of us has got to let go. And after all we had, why don't you treat me right? All I ask is, please don't let me. To know.
And that is Marcia Ball. And if she doesn't make you cry one minute and jump all over the room the next, I'm not sure what your issue is. Great piano playing and great singing and great songwriting. She wrote all of these that we've been listening to. And the last one there, Get You a Woman, it's a New Orleans strut, the kind of parade strut that you would hear on Mardi Gras or other things, or perhaps on the way home from a New Orleans funeral. But she takes that groove and makes it her own. A little bit of Professor Longhair tossed in there, but mostly Marcia Ball in the style. Before that, her great new ballad called The Last Snow. And she turns the corner on this one twice in there, going from being at a talking to someone who's giving her bad advice or digging her own bad luck and then wishing her well with it, to going to her lover and saying, just don't let me be the last to know. Prior to that, The Squeeze Is On, a plea for those who are suffering in the modern economy, not finding a way to make through it. And one of the first people to express that, especially in a Zydeco groove, very nicely played there, that whoever that accordion player is does a fine job. And it does remind me very much of the late Beau Jacques. His style involved that very same groove right there a lot. And we started off with her original song called Clean My House. And that one rocked very well. And again, the vocals, the piano, everything is just very solid there. A nice production by Tom Hambridge as well. The Tattooed Lady and the Alligator Man is the name of the album. It's on Alligator Records. You are listening to Talking the Blues, and I'm Microwave Dave, and reminding you that if you have enjoyment of this program and would like to hear it more often than once a week, all you have to do is go to the website, www.wlrh.org. Click on the Programs tab, slide down so you find Talking the Blues, and there'll be a bunch of them down there where you can click on and listen to as a podcast on your computer whenever it is convenient and desirable for you. Our next artist is Canadian, and it's a band called Monkey Junk. And this is the third album we've had from them, but actually it's their first album, one from back in 2009, before they had become as well-known up there and across Europe as they are now. This is a three-piece band. They used a lineup that was favored by people like Hound Dog Taylor and the House Rockers, and also Robert Nighthawk and several others from the Chicago late 40s, 50s, and 60s into the early 70s. Two guitars and drums. They get around by the lack of bass, sometimes overdubbing a bass, but primarily by having some very low-tuned instruments, things that are tuned down to the baritone range or slightly above, and then adding a lot of depth in their sound. And they play sitting down in chairs. It's very much in the Chicago style, but they come up with original songs and a lot of interesting grooves in the thing. So they went back after these two successful albums and winning some awards in Memphis and elsewhere, and they've re-released their first album, which is called Tiger in Your Tank. It's named after the Willie Dixon song of the same name that Muddy Waters recorded somewhere in the early 1960s. We're going to start off with one called Pay the Cost. And this is a classic Muddy Waters groove. It's just guitar, drums, and a harmonica coming in. And that kind of struggling delta basic shuffle groove with nothing much to decorate it. No piano, no fancy stuff here yet. This is the way Muddy played when he got to Chicago and started the whole style by himself. Next is one called Leave the Rest to You. And this is kind of a roots soul recording from back maybe with people like Don Covey and some of the soul artists that didn't get slick when the Motown and the Philadelphia sounds came along. Soul music has some rough edges to it. And that's what Leave the Rest to You sounds like. And then last of all, we'll get the title cut, the Willie Dixon classic called I Want to Put a Tiger in Your Tank. And this one is done, and it's a swamp blues. It was done more as a straight double time when Muddy did it. This is like a swamp style from a band called Monkey Junk. And by the way, the line that gives the band its name comes in the very beginning of that last song, I Want to Put a Tiger in Your Tank. And that is what says, we're talking about the blues. This ain't no monkey junk. And that's a quote from Sun House. Sun House quote in an interview was quoted, and somebody asked him about it. He says, hey, we're talking about the blues. We're not talking about monkey junk here. So that was his opinion. These guys have borrowed it. The album is on Stony Plain Records, Tiger in Your Tank. And that's called by Monkey Junk. We will hear Pay the Cost, Leave the Rest to You, and I Want to Put a Tiger in Your Tank.
You must pay the cost out there.
You might live like a preacher, spend your time in sin. Oh, but all men are judged equal when it's time to cash them in. Someday, oh, you must pay the cost. Don't matter where you've been or what you want, it's just the price we pay for being born. Maybe your mama said you were special, made you feel invincible, but your mama can't help you when you're out. Oh,
someday. Brother, you must pay the cost. Don't you sit and moan. It's just the price we pay for being born. by time. You best start your tripping before you stall. And baby, catch those chills before they fall. Oh, if you need some loving, and tell you what I wanna do, I'm gonna start it off with kissing and hugging. Leave the rest to you. Kissing and hugging. Start it all with the kissing and hugging. Start it all with the kissing and hugging. The rest to you.
The album is called Tiger in Your Tank. That is the title cut. The band is Monkey Junk from Canada, and they're on Stony Plains Records. That's the last one we heard there before that was Leave the Rest to You. And that's you're telling me kind of a soul music groove, but very much the kind of basic, broke-down kind of soul music we used to hear, rhythm and blues, but on the rough edge. And before that, we had Pay the Cost with a straight-out Muddy Waters groove. But these guys are much more creative than this, and their subsequent albums have taken this great technique and have made some really interesting songs out of it as well. Monkey Junk has been very highly regarded, probably the number one roots band out of Canada these days. This is Talking the Blues. I'm Mike Wade Dave. Our final artist for evening is a guy originally from Cincinnati who has been residing in Nashville for quite a while. His name is Stacy Mitchart, and he's had his band Blues You Can Use forever, but now he's just building as himself. Stacy Mitchart has a brand new album called Live My Life. It's a not a self-release. It's on a record called Sign Up Records, I believe it is. Yeah, I'll double-check that here in a minute. Oh, excuse me, it's Dr. Sam Records. That's the label for him. And he's recording with the same band he used for a long time, drummer Darren James out of Nashville, one of the best drummers I ever came across anywhere, and a bunch of guys who have played with him for a long time. He's also gone from being primarily a straight-ahead guitar player and singer, always been a great showman, but he's also adding now some cigar box guitars and some other things in there to change up the texture. Interesting to hear him do this. We'll hear two songs, a nice adaptation of the Beatles' Come Together, done with a cigar box slide, and then one called Cat Bowl Brews, and this is a different kind of a groove for him. It's one of the things that they do where they come up with a sound and then just kind of take it off and run with it as an instrumental. There's all kinds of vocals on this record, but these are the two I'm going to squeeze in right now from Stacy Mitchart. The album Live My Life on Dr. Sam Records, we're going to hear Come Together and Cat Bowl Blues. Thank you. Right then, when Stacy Mitchart's just cooking, we have to leave him. But that is the one called Cat Bowl Blues. Before that was the Beatles Come Together. Stacy Mitchart's album is called Live My Life. So now we've had Stacy Mitchart, Monkey Junk, Marsha Ball, and Preston Shannon. It's a great pleasure and privilege to share my favorite music with you, and I thank you for your company, your attention, and your time. I look forward to next week when I get a chance to do it again. My Microwave Dave, you get the blues. You know what to do with them, right? Right. Talking the Blues is a production of WLRH Public Radio in Huntsville, Alabama.
I know you don't love me, baby, but that's all right.